Reb Zeira Cholash, Reb Zeira was sick. Olegabei Reb Abo, Reb Abo went to visit him. Kovil Olei complained like he spoke out. Imitvach Katina Chorashaki, Katina Chorashaki is a name they called Reb Zeira. That ganze story in the Gemara in Bo Metzia. He burned himself once, he burned his leg, so they called him Chorashaki. His thighs were burned. So he's saying, if Reb Zeira will be healed, I'll make a party, a suda for the Rabbonon. It pachitaka got better. Ovat sudosu lekula Rabbonon. So Rabbo kept his word. He made a suda for all the chachotamim chachom. He came out to the Mishrei. When it came time to make Birchas HaMoitzi, to be Botseya, Oma leila Reb Zeira, so Rabbo said to Reb Zeira, Lishrelon mar. You be Botseya, you make Damoitzi. It was Mechabed Reb Zeira with Damoitzi. Omalei, Reb Zeira returned. Lo sovel Omar, lo hod Reb Yechon. You don't hold it, Reb Yechon, and said, "Oma balabai is boitzeya." Balabai is boitzeya. Okay, shor lohu. So he taka did the psia. Keep motel lebruche. Now came time for benchin. Omalei vait. Reb Abo says to Reb Zeira, "Omalei nivrich lon mar. You bench." Omalei, so Reb Zeira says back to him, "Understand? Vaita, you missed another one. Lo sova lo ma lo hoder Rav Huna dem in Bovel. You don't hold that Rav Huna from Bovel said. Doma botzeya mevorech. Whoever made the betzia, whoever made the amotzi should bench. So since you made the betzia, you made amotzi, you should bench. The iu command svirlei. What's halta babo? Rabbo holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Kodem Rabbi Yochanan mishum Reb Shimon ben Yochoi. Balabai is boitzeya voreach mevorech. That's how we have it in Shulchan Aruch. Balabai is boitzeya kedesh yivtzibai in Yovish. He'll give out generous. It's his food, so he'll give out generously. Oireach mevorech kedesh yivorech libalabayis. Good, let's go a little further. My mevorech. Yirotz and shalo yevosh balabai is boilamazeh. If you look in the good sedurim, the good benches, they have this. V'lo yikolam leilam abo, v'rebi moisif bodvorim, v'yitzlach moed b'chol nechosov, v'yu nechosov unchoseinum mutzlochim ukroivim lo'ir. Talking about real estate, it should be near so you can keep your eyes on it. V'al yishut sotn lo b'maisi yodov lo b'maisi yodeno, v'al yizdake lo yizdake, lo lefonov lo lefonim shum do'ar hiru, chet v'aveir vo me'at v'ilam. That's an interesting problem in this story here. What happened over here? Reb Abo made a suda for Reb Zeira. So Reb Abo tells Reb Zeira, "You make hamoitzi." So Reb Zeira says, "What you don't know the din that boitzeya is mevorech." So he was mevorech. Comes to benchin. He's mechabed Reb Zeira with the benchin. Says Reb Zeira, "You don't know what Rav Huna said that whoever's boitzeya is mevorech. I hold like Reb Yochanan. Balabai is boitzeya voreach mevorech. No, if he held like Reb Yochanan, so why did he offer him the boitzeya?" He holds like Reb Yochanan. Balabai is boitzeya voreach mevorech. So why did he offer Reb Zeira to make that moitzi? The mashur, the mutshitzach, the kishkis abizl. Lemaisa teisa rosh state like this. Avada he knew balabai is boitzeya voreach mevorech. He held that since he was making the suda lekoved Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira gets the din of the balabai. That's what his cheshbon over here. What? It depends on the side. Shteit al yizdakek. When the Gemara says yizdakek, on the side says yizdakek. And Shulchan Aruch shteit yizdakek. Yizdakek. Okay, let's check it in the Gemara. Adheichem birchas hazimun. Very interesting piece of Gemara here. We're going to go with Rashi. Rashi is the simplest pshat in pshat and the most difficult to understand. The conclusion that we come out with in Rashi is the most striking conclusion, which Rishonim cannot accept. But in Pshat, it's the simplest way to the Gemara. We'll learn it that way. Ad heichon birchas hazimun. How far does birchas hazimun go? Rav Nachman omar ad nevorech. Rav Sheshes omar ad azon. Rav Nachman holds zimun is what we call zimun. Bar shochalun. Till there. Borat Hashem Hazon is soilam. That don't do with zimun. That's bench. Reb Sheshes holds that the first bracha Hazon is soilam is included in the birchas hazimun. Now, what difference does it make? One simple difference is, and that's the difference everybody accepts. In other words, let's say this you have very often. We learned yesterday, three guys are reading. And two want a bench, so one has to stop and answer. Okay. He answers, and he stops eating. For how long does he stop eating? How long does he have to wait until he goes back to his business? Does he wait till Ad Nevorech? Or does he wait till the end of Azon HaSakol? Because that's like Reb Sheshes at Heichan HaZimun. That's the Zimun, so you got to wait. Now then everybody accepts. Rashi goes a step further here. Rashi says that Reb Sheshes, who said that Birchas HaZon is part of Zimun, therefore Yochid can't make it. Maybe think of Rashi. And according to him, you have a fundamental machloikis over here. When a person benches himself on HaZimun, does he start as on a sakol like we all do, or he starts noida lecho? According to Rashi, that's the machloikis here. According to Rav Nachman, ad nevorech. But from Azon, Yochid says that's not Zimun. According to Pshesh, Zimun includes what we call the first broch of benching. Biz Azon Sakol. That means when Yochid benches, he starts with noida. Good job, Al Rishon. I tell you, they can't accept Rashi's conclusion here. Nobody can accept the conclusion. But that's what comes out of it. It's not clear we pass like Rav Sheshes. Just fill it before. I mean, Rav Sheshes, what he say? We pass him Rav Sheshes. What? No Zimun. I'm talking a Yochid. A Yochid. I'm home alone. I want a bench. According to Rav Sheshes, going to Rashi, you start with Noida, because the first brach is Zimun. This is a strange thing. Shalosh brachos d'oraisa. What happened over here? Go up to this Rishon, can't accept it.
The alternative pshat is just that you have to hear it.
Yeah, it's not mamish the same brach.
That we pass like that.
What?
And that's, even that's not close.
No, machloek is not passed like Nachman Sheishes. Not a problem. Yeah, not a problem.
But,
yeah, the funny thing is Rashi, you'll see in Omid Beis, sounds like he's passing Reb Sheishes. Tosfos also says Nachman Sheishes passed like Reb Sheishes. He has a rule. And Rashi, you'll see on Omid Beis, does seem to pick up Reb Sheishes. I think it's a strange conclusion. Rishon don't like it. That's what most Rishonim say. That's what most Rishonim say. I'm telling you, Rashi goes all the way. You'll say, in terms of the pshat, it's the simplest.
Yes. Maybe if the medayik, that's what Rashi's saying.
If I went up to medayik, let's see what he says. Oh, good. Shem Shnayim, lo yamru. I said, no, Rashi's clear. Rashi is clear. It's a straight, it's a difficult Rashi.
Maybe lo yamru hazimon.
No, lo yamru. We'll see. You'll see the Gemara. Let's continue. Now, so they come to it. Actually, you'll see why in the Gemara it goes much simpler. You'll see in 1 second. Name a ketanoi. Now, you're coming out on an interesting thing. According to what we're learning now, is benching two brachas? Let's drop for this. There's four brachas in benching, right? Hazon, Noida, then Boinei Yerushalayim, and then Atova Meit. Let's drop Atova Meit. We'll see. Let's get to the Rabbanan. Let's get to the brachas still right. You're going to let me say the shiur today? Good, thank you. We'll drop Atova Meitiv, okay? So we have now, how many brachas do we have in Benchin? We have three brachas. But according to Rashi, you sometimes have only two brachas. I mean, it's an odd thing. All the Rishonim, every single Rishon is jumping. How could it be? But that's what Rashi says. So that means sometimes Benchin is two brachas, and sometimes Benchin is three brachas. According to Pshesh, anyway. According to Rav Nachman, you can't make a statement like that. What you could make a statement is that sometimes benching is three brachas, and sometimes it's four brachas. Because anybody benches it soon. You have a zimun, then you make four brachas. Now the Gemara has two brises mamish like that. Ketanoi, detoni chodo, birchas hamozin. Now this is a big asik with the words here. Rashi's girsa was not shnayim u'shloisha, but shtayim v'sholish. That's loshin nekeva, which means we're referring to the brachas. Birchas Hamazon is two or three brachas. Tanya Idoch, Sholish Ve'arba, three or four brachas. Savrua, the Kuleyam, the Gemara thought like this. Kuleyam, Tova Meitiv Lavdoraisi. Tova Meitiv goes out. What's the machloikis in these brises? My love, Bohoka Miflege. Mando Oma Shtayim Ve'sholish, Kosovar Ad Hazon. The brise that says Shtayim Ve'sholish, that's Reb Sheshes. That Zimun is still Hazon. That means the Yochid, when he benches, only says two brachas. So that's what it meant. Shtayim v'sholish. Amol benching is two when you don't have a mezumen. Amol benching is three when you have a mezumen. The other mandom sholish v'abakos on nevorech. He owns like Rav Nachman. So benching be yechidus, let's call it, is three brachas. And when you have a mezumen, is four brachas. So I was able to come on. The Zimun. The Zimun, that's called the bracha, the Zimun. So in Rashi, it goes very simple. Two or three brachas, very simple, the pshat. The Rishonim have to The Reza Chabisl, because there's no such possibility in them. It is. What do you mean? It is a bracha, Rav Nachman.
So what's three?
That's three.
So what do you mean? Two or four?
No. What? In Rav Nachman, it's three and four, because Zimun is by itself. Then you have the regular three brachas.
What's that? What's that?
That's three. Hazon, Noide, and Bnei Yerushalayim. So Yochel is three. When it's four, you say Nevorich. That's four. Reb Sheishis, it's two. Noide and Dots. And Nevorich and Hazon is one big bracha. That's Reb Sheishis. Yeah, that's his point. Zimun goes still there. It's one big bracha. The way Rashi goes, it's a mamish one bracha. No. In Rashi, it's a mamish one bracha. Akideka that the Yochel can't say it. See, that's where he's coming. Rishonim disagree. It's not mamish one bracha. But Rashi goes extreme, very simple. That's one long bracha. And since it's a Zimun bracha, when you don't have a Zimun, you can't say it. Oh, so Rashi says, no, you don't have to go that way. Rav Nachman metaretz l'tamei, Rav Sheishis metaretz l'tamei. Let's see. Rav Nachman is the one who says, like we understand, Zimun goes to Zimun, which means there are three basic brachas, and the fourth is Zimun. The kule almo ad nevorich. No, in my dom is sholish v'arba. You see, the Gemara switched to the gears, so now sholish v'arba. This is Rashi's gears, loshen keva. Sholish v'arba shapak. He's good. It's sometimes three, it's sometimes four. Shai's, what do you do with the other price that says two and three, according to Rav Nachman? What do you do with that?
So it's three when it's without Zimun and four with
Zimun. Yeah, simple the way we have it today, the way we do it. If you bet yourself, you say three brachas. If you have a Zimun, you say a fourth bracha, nevorich. Mandom eshtayim v'sholish. What happened? It's talking in a funny case. It's going in case of Poyalim. If you remember from Tezayin, the Poyalim combined the second and third bracha. So they're short one bracha, that's all. Omer l'chocha bebirchas Poyalim askinen. Dom amar, the gears is wrong, the Bach fixes it. Bracha rishoyne kitikuna, shniya posey bebirchas, a koyle banish, that becomes one bracha. So they're short one. It's fine. Now, Reb Sheishis mitaretz l'taymei. Reb Sheishis holds, it's one big bracha. So that means it's two or three. The kuli almar hazon mandom eshtayim v'sholish shapir. That's good. What about the other mandoma? Umandom eshtolish v'arba. Oh, kosova hatova meitiv doraisi. Okay, we were making these cheshbonos because we didn't count hatova meitiv. That mandoma happens to hold hatova meitiv doraisi. Now, here we spoke yesterday. We said the big machloikis with a zimun that brichas hazimun is doraisa derabona. Zong achreinim and the chazanish is kiri bekol kiri. I don't say the gemara furish that zimun is doraisa. Both of these brises is now counting Tovu Meitiv. Why? Because Atova Meitiv is only the Rabbonon. The last brise we say counts Tovu Meitiv because he happens to hold Tamein to the Raisa. But everybody's counting Zimun here. Whether it's this way or that way, everybody counts the Zimun in the numbers. In the Gemara is very clear that Zimun is the Raisa here. Okay, now. Good. Amr Reb Yosef, now we have three proofs that Atova Meitiv is not a the Raisa. Amr Reb Yosef, Teida, Atova Meitiv lav the Raisa. First of all, Shrei Poyalim Oikrin Oiso. The poelim don't say it, so you see it's a drabonon. Om Rabbi Yisrael Bashu Bamarz Mishmei Drab Teida that Teiva Meitiv La Darais Chavanach Arayev. Shehare Poisei Abo Biboruch. What's that Teiva Meitiv? That Teiva Meitiv is coming right after. Uvnei Shem Akedish Baruch Hanbein Berachmo Shloim Omein. That Heptzchon That Teiva Meitiv. Now, that Teiva Meitiv is Lachura a classic Smucha Lachaverta. It's coming right after Bani Rishaloyim. Why does it have a Psichas Baruch? That's the problem over here in the Gemara. Why is it Psichas Boruch in Boruch Hashem Atev Ato? Why is it Boruch Atov with him? It's coming right off of Bona Yerushalayim. It's Mamash standard. It's a classic Smuch Lechavito. The answer is, because those three brachas are the Raisa. They were set up first. The fourth bracha is not B'chal, it's not really part of Bencha. As Tais will point out, that Bona, it was a special thing that was made, we'll learn tomorrow, the day after, that it was made for Haruge Beitar. Why don't you put in bench and then we'll have to see. But it's a special bracha for the special bracha. Mamas has no connection to the rest of the bench. That's why it opens with a baruch. It's not a raya, it's not a doraisa. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Bamarz Mishmei Derav Teida Tatov Ameitiv Lav Doraisa Shrei Poseya Bo Biboruch Vein Choysen Bo Biboruch Kiddush Ani Kol HaBrochus Kulon Poseya Ben Biboruch V'Chosein Bodev Pchirin Zavai Chutz Mibichas HaPeyrus Mibichas HaMitzvus. They have only a Psichas Bordos that are called the short brochas. UBrochas Smucha LeChaverto, which has only a Chesimo and not a Psicho. UBrocha Achroina SheBikrishma. The Brocha Achroina SheBikrishma, the Emes V'Yatzim, why Taka doesn't that have a Psichas Boruch? The answer is because the Smucha LeChaverto is considered Smucha to the bracha before Krishma. Krishma is not considered that big a hefsek. So it's like it's really the same thing as Bracha Smucha L'Chaverto, but it's a step away because it's Smucha L'Chaverto and a Shtikal Hefzik in between. Yesh men sheposeach bebor v'choysim bo, that's Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaNenen. V'yesh men shechoysim bo en beboruch v'en poseach beboruch. That's Smucha L'Chavertos and Bracha Achorin Shel Krishma. Now v'atoiv ha-meitiv poseach beboruch v'en choysim beboruch. Even though it's a classic Smucha L'Chavertos. Michal de Bracha b'fnei atzmohi. And it was niskin for a different reason. It's like not, it's not continuous to the benching. So it doesn't get the din of Smucha L'Chavertos. So we saw for two proofs, so to speak, that Atoiv HaMeitiv is Drabon. Number one, that Poyalim leave it out. And number two, that you see it's not considered Smucha L'Chavertos. I'll bring you an Ocharaya. Teidam, that Atoiv HaMeitiv lavdai raiso, shrei oikrin oiso bebeiso ovel. In the Beiso Ovel, they say a special benching. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's interesting, right? So we don't hold that. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't say Atoiv HaMeitiv. Kidesanyu. Mahim oimim bebeiso ovel, boruch atoiv hametiv, Rabbi Akiva oimer, boruch dayan no emes. Frag the Gemara. So, Porsche, you read it that the Tanakamo had in beiso ovel only atoiv hametiv. He didn't have dayan no emes. And Rabbi Akiva is saying dayan no emes. Well, that's impossible because we know that in beiso ovel you do say dayan no emes. Atoiv hametiv vein dayan no emes. Lo. Elo emo af atoiv hametiv. Meaning, Rabbi the Tanakama holds, you say, this is where that's the nusach we have. It's in the, you find a certain bench, certain siddur. In Shulchan Aruch, you have that nusach, that you, the bracha is hatoiv v'hameitiv, and dayan emes will have it soon. Rabbi Akiva says, you only say dayan emes. So according to Rabbi Akiva, they were oiker hatoiv v'hameitiv from the Avelin. It's similar to the first rai. If they could take it out, it's obviously not a bracha d'arai. Mazuchi equal a be Ravashi. Mazuchi came to Ravashi's house. It's be Milsa. There was an Avein. It's be Milsa. When someone died, Ravashi was sitting Shiva. Posuch uborich. This is the bracha he said. This is more or less the nusach we have. Hatoiva meitiv, kill emes, dayan emes, shofet betzedek, lokea be mishpat, veshalad be olomoi, lasus bo kitsono, ki choldroch of mishpat, shakol shaloi. Okay, that's the broch. Now, what? Yeah, you have to have a good sitter, but you have to have a good sitter.
Only the Avelim sitter, or the people, anyone sitting in the house?
I think that everyone will bench, if you bench with him, if you're eating with the oval, anyone comes to Macham oval, they're going to get benches. Usually people don't eat with the oval, generally speaking.
It's your family member that's not saying Shema.
I think so, we'll check in one second. The base of Omer, the Mishlukhana, Borat Hashem, Kena Melchayel, Makel, Avina, Makena, Borena, Golena, Kedushen, Kedushenk, Vamelachai, Atova, Medev, Kelem, Zdayin, Emes, Vachul, any sense to you, your day, you have the full Nusuch over there. Whoever benches.
He said
it was
the first two
down. Yeah.
And then the second one is the same.
I don't think so.
Ever benched? I mean, all the time. Every time
benched. He says even Mechayim Oichlem Yom Mevorchim. Whether they have oval benches or other guys benching. Either way, you got to say.
Whoever benched, not just the...
Everybody. Everyone's benching. Not everybody in the room. Whoever's benching. What? But if there is Zimun, the Mishabur brings that if there is Zimun, no matter who the Mevorech is, you have to say, thing. Not only if the Ovel is the Mezamen.
No, I'm saying, only the one that's Mezamen?
I don't think so.
Everyone
I don't think
himself.
So. Everyone's benching, yeah. I'm saying, usually in a base of Ovel, you have 50 people eating together. Usually, it's going to happen that way. What? That's true. But yes, you don't have it. I mean, I've never seen Nana Velim eating with Ovel. There's no zeal if you're Mizatak. Erev Tishua. Erev Tishua. Kiptakuk in your day. I don't know. He's obviously going. Bank Shachoy Moichlim of Vorch and Bank Shuatsum of Vorich.
For example, about Hagapershvat, anyone with a Mishpot.
No, that's the difference. They take out the word Mishpot. We do have that. That's that word Mishpot.
The Rishonim say we do have that word mishpat. Man, that's a different problem. That's a different problem. It's not do with the zimun. It's not do with zimun. This bracha is not do with zimun. It's not with the bench. It's not with the bench. Shavu is just saying, even if others are benching, I guess, in the base of over.
So is it only others?
What?
In the previous Gemara's Masha,
this is this machloge. No, this is this machloge. This is opsak, not like Bakiva. Because according to Bakiva, you don't say, Atoiva made it. You say, Dayan Emes. With us, it's a, that's what Gemara said. It's a combined bracha. They somehow pushed in Dayan Emes into the Hatov made them. They made a combination over there. Yes, it has nothing to do with Zeman. Do with benching. Yeah, whoever benches it. Yeah, that's what it sounds. That's the simple pshat here. I mean, Yoni Grada doesn't learn that way, but Kipshuta, that's what's going on over here. And that's the raya that is Drabonon. How could they take it out? That is the raya, the Gemara.
But this Nusuf that you just read is instead of the regular Hatoiva.
Yeah. It's basically is Hatoiva mated with this addition. Basically what it is.
All right.
Now, again, we'll go with Rashi. He has many pshat, but Rashi learns. Rashi has a very interesting pshat. Again, with his way of going. You have here one person, let's say, who answered to the other two. What is he? But he didn't bench. Now, he finishes his meal, and he benches. What should he bench? Now, according to Rav Nachman, there's nothing to talk about. He benches the whole bench. Why not? Anyway, should you make him say the Zimun? That's ridiculous. He can't say Nevorach when there's only one person. So not to talk about. So the Rashi says, this Gemara is going only on the Rapshashis, which is a right that we hold like Rapshashis in Rashi. Now, according to Rapshashis, you have an interesting problem. Because according to Rapshashis, a Yochid starts benching from where? From Noidin. You only say Ashtonah Soyim, the first Bracha, when you have a Mezumin. What's this guy's din? This guy who's now benching by himself. He didn't bench yet. He answered and he listened. But he wasn't necessarily Yoitzede. What's his din now? Is his din a Yochid? So he starts from Noide. Or no, since he was hooked up to that Zimun, he gets a din of a Rabbin, whatever you call it, I don't know what you call it over here. So he starts from the beginning. Obviously not the Vorek, because the Vorek, you have to have someone to talk to.
The one bracha you said before. So one bracha.
What can I tell you? Here, yeah, Rashi Spritzer. That's just one saying. Lahechanu choizer. Rav Zvid mishmei da bayom choizer leroish. He goes back to that zone. Rabbon and Amil mokum sheposak. Look into Rashi. You see. Lahechanu choizer. Mishin et starif lezimun. Ba'mor and lelalib de pshayshus. Again, this can only be a question of pshayshus because you're obviously not going to go back and say nevorish. You're only one person. You're not talking to anybody. V'hutzur zelios mafzik achilos hashiyigmor hamivorei birchas hazon. He finished eating. He has to do as much as he can. So he's saying it. And you see, even in Rashi, it's not completely one broken. That's true. Again, it's in the sense one because he did say the Zimun already. You know what I mean? You can never have without Zimun, but he's a Zimun person. So he says it. Rashi holds a Yochid, starts from Noida. And the Psak is Lamokim Sheposak. Lamokim Sheposak, Hilchus Lamokim Sheposak. Strange, it's a strange thing. I mean, the Rishonim just, they can't tolerate the conclusion of Rashi that a Yochid starts from Noida. They just, nobody buys it. What happened to the Brocha of the Rites? What happened over here? What happened to Zon? Everybody holds a Zon to the Brocha of the Rites. What happened over here? Okay.
While he's sitting there as part of the, he's just stopped to listen.
Right.
He says the Baruch Shalvan, etc., but he does not say.
No.
He just listens.
In the middle of eating, he's in the middle of eating. He can't be yotzei with as long as he's in the middle of eating, according to Rashi. See, Tosfos learns different. He finished eating; he just didn't bench till later. But according to Rashi, he's in the middle of eating. So even if you say he listened to that song, he wasn't yotzei with that song in the middle of eating. It's ridiculous. He can't be yotzei with bench in the middle of eating. Now he's starting to bench. The question is, do we look at him like a Yochid, or do we look at him like a Mezumin person, because he was hooked up with a Zimun? And the Psak is, we look at him like a Yochid, he starts from Noida. Okay, now we get to this interesting Gemara, like, Omalei Rej Golusa. What? We do pass on Rej Golusa. According to Rashi, Zichu pass on Rej Golusa. You see, the whole Gemara goes only Rej Golusa, it's clear. Most Rishonim pass on like Rej Golusa, that's the truth. What? What? We don't like Rashi. We don't like Rashi. Nobody holds like Rashi. And how do you hold the other way is a machlokes. The Mechaber says, Mechaber paskins like Rav Nachman. If you're listening, you only wait till Nevorech. We paskin till Azon. We paskin like Rav Sheshes. Our understanding of Sheshes paskin is when a person answers, you wait till the end of Azon. That's how we all do. As far as I know. Maybe the Sfardim, nothing. If you answer in a mezuzah, how long do you wait?
Yeah, but they don't say Allah. No, but you start over when you start benching. You start over for Noida?
No, they don't learn the Gemara different. They learn this Gemara completely different. That and this is all they have done Pshat against.
Shemei
Kaina
doesn't work?
It's in the middle of eating. Kim Shemei Kaina. It can't be Yoitzu with bench. It's eating. Imagine he's eating. It can't be Yoitzu bench in the middle of eating. And if he did, he'd have to bench, he has to bench over anyway, because he has to bench over what he ate now. I mean, Rashi's case is in the middle of eating. Tell you it's a little different. Tell you it's when he finished eating, but that's where Rashi goes. Okay. Omalei reish goluso le Rav Sheshes. Avogav dabon kshishi, aton even though you're old rabbon, and parsoi betzok yesuda bekim in aichu. The parsoi no better than you in Hilchesuda. Vizmashen shnei mitis, you know, they used to sit, they didn't sit, they lied on like a bed, chayzeh, hesed beds, you know, they were like mesa, they were lying down when they were eating. Yeah. Is God, when there are two people, Godel mesev berosh, the Godel is up front, v'sheni lo lemalo hemen, meaning, he's leaning this way to his left or towards his head, let's put his feet to his head. Okay, When there are three, Igodel Mesev Bem. So Sheni Lo, the second in Madrega is Lamale Menu, towards his head or towards his left, if you look at it that way. Shlishi Lo Lamate Menu. Now, so Reb Sheshes says that's a strange arrangement because that means you have two people. You have the Rebbe and the Talmud. So the Rebbe's lying this way. The Talmud's lying over there, right? So if the Rebbe wants to talk to the Talmud, he says, if he'd be lying over there, he could talk this way. But if he's over there, he's going to have to get up and talk to him. The precept's a strange arrangement you got over there. Doesn't sound like it's El Shebu. It sounds like it's a line. What's going on over here? Listen, you're a fan for the party. You're a fella. It's against the Bryce, so we'll see in a minute. He wants to talk mitzvahs terutz. He sits up. The yosim shtoy baday. The yosim. Omle shiny parsoy the machle b'mochig. They didn't talk. They used sign language. They didn't have to turn his head. So he signed them somehow. Okay. Mayim rishoyim eichem aschilin.
Who cares about the
parsim? What can I tell you? I don't know. You'll soon see Reb Sheshes going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. We have a Bryce. Reb Sheshes attacked it with the parsim. I don't know. We'll see. He's going to answer him in a minute. We let the Reish Kalusa finish. That's all. Mayim Rishonim Eichem Aschilin. Who washes first? Omalei. I'm sorry. Reb Sheshes back then. How did they do with the Mayim Rishonim? Omalei Minak Godel. So Reb Sheshes Eichem Modne. Yeshiv Godel Yishmi Yod Vachinodl Kulam. But the Godel washes. It's just like a cloth till everybody washes. So he tells him, Omalei La'alta Maisutaki Kame. It's not a problem. He washes. So we right away bring him his table and he eats. Where does my machorinim start? Omalei min hakotan. There you start the other way. V'godel frekta v'godel yosef yodem ezu omes hachenoid l'kulon. So, it's a funny thing. You have the godel, the more important person, sitting with dirty hands, with nothing to do, till the whole thing gets to him. Omalei l'masal ki takim ekamed danap demay l'gabi. It's not a problem. We let him keep eating. We just stop him eating. We don't stop him eating. That's all. Now, basically, we basically agree with them on most things. I'm Reb Sheshes. I don't know about the price. I know Masnita Yadana. I have a price on these things. Now, on the first setup, we disagree with them. They had it that when you have the beds, you put the Talmud to the head or to the left, they call it. Our price says the other way to make it easier for him to talk to him. Ketzet Seder at Seba. Bisman Shein Shtei Mitis, Godel Mesa Berosh, Sheni Lola Mate Menu. Bisman Shein Sholish Mitis, Godel Mesa Berosh, Sheni. Then you can put the Lamale Menu, Shlishi Lola Mate Menu, because he's got him to talk to. Mayim Arishoinim, Taka Maschilim in Agodel. We also have that din. We go Maschilim in Agodel. Mayim Achroinim is interesting. Bisman Shein, hey, if it's only five, then Maschilim in Agodel. Then the greatest of them washes first. But if it's more than five, that's way too long for him to wait. So then we go the other way. When it comes to the last five, we take the choshev of the person. So I'm saying meyer, right? It doesn't have to be meyer. It means more than five. Masilim and akot, atchem agin etzalei. When you come down to five, choizin masilim and agodel. Ulemorgim shemayim achreinim choizin l'sham. The one who benches of the five, the one who washes achrein first, he's taka the mevorech. Baruch Chozeres, Messiah Leil Rab, Dom Rabchi Barashi Om Rab, Kol Anoitel Yodov Bo Achroino, Tchilo. Whoever washes my Machroinim first, who Mezumin LeBrocha? He's the bencher. Rab, this story you had, I wasn't here. That there was in Daf from Gimel. Rab and Rabchi have a Yasi Besutza Kama the Rebbe. They were eating a meal by Rebbe, and Rebbe says to Rab. Rebbe says to Rab, I'm Gimel. I say the same story. Kum Moshe Yodech. Wash your hands. Says to Rav. So Reb Chiya saw Chazid Kamarasis. He saw that Rav was tittering. He thought that the Rebbe was telling him, wash your hands, either because he saw his hands were dirty, or he was being implying to him, eating too long. Finish already. That's what he thought. So he got nervous. So Reb Chiya says, don't be nervous. All he means to say is, he wants you to bench. He's being you mechabit to wash my machoin. First, he means to say, you're going to be the bencher. Omalei, Rabbi Kumoshi Yod, Chazit Kamarazis. Reb Chiya saw Rav was nervous. He thought he found a pagam in him. His hands were dirty. He was eating too much. Omalei, Bapachsi, Bargidoylem, Ayein Bebichas Mezoinu Komaloch. What he means to tell you is, prepare, if someone gets ready, you're going to bench.